code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on 20th of November 2012. For newcomers, as always, I suggest you make good use of cuttingthroughthematrix.com websites. Lots of free audios for download, going back quite a few years. And I go through the system you're born into with all this incredibly well-worked-out deceptions, because there are those who've been at this for an awful long time on this planet to take it over, and it's pretty well accomplished for us where we are today. This is a big takeover, and you're living through this century of change, they call it. This is when everything that they planned must be brought into fruition and applied. And this is the time for the great transitions, as they also bring in the completely new way of living. You'll be monitored from cradle to grave, literally, by the authorities. It's already happening in Scotland and other countries now. And you'll have government agencies coming in to tweak you here and tweak you there when you're not politically correct or you're not following the agenda. This scientific socialism is one term for it as well. But the guys at the top are anything but socialists. They simply control the body social. That means all of the people. And this is the way it's all designed to go. Most folk don't mind because they're so well entertained as they go down the tubes financially and so on, and they're not really in the reality that's all around them. They're living in a hypnotic state because the conditioning has worked very, very well on them, very, very well indeed. It's scientific socialism, as Bertrand Russell and others called it. Number two, you're the audience that bring me to you, so you can keep me going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com and donating as well. I don't run this like a big business. I don't run it to get a big name or any of that kind of stuff. I simply came out of the woodwork to start telling the public and changing the direction that Patriot Radio was going on into a lot of years ago, because it was navel-gazing. You didn't understand the big global agenda and eugenics and so on, and I'm glad to see lots have copied that and come out with it and are putting it out there. So, as I say, from the US to Canada, you can help me by buying the books and discs, or you can donate by using personal checks to Canada. You can also send cash, you can use PayPal, you can use an international postal money order from the post office, and as I say, straight donations are awfully, awfully welcome across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal as well. Same thing too. Donations are really, really appreciated. But we're living through an agenda, and that's the hardest thing for folk to get their heads around, because they live in the real time of the media. The media gives you what they think is real time news, and of course their job is not to bring you up into any reality. Their job is to keep you conned into hypnotic state, thinking that things are just happening day by day, and politicians are actually figuring out how to get us out of different messes. Government itself is the problem, so they're never going to get out of mess. And apart from that too, remember what the group that founded this big movement towards world domination, which was a royal issue for international affairs, what they said at the time too, a long time ago when they set it up, they'd take over the world, everything in it, all the resources, that includes human resources, and use academia to indoctrinate the children into the acceptance stage by stage by stage into this world plan of theirs. And of course lots of folk have gone through it, thinking it's like the Star Trek series, it's just free trade, and all the good countries will join you, all the bad ones are nasty, nasty creatures, and you all thought we'd be a happy, smiling planet by now. Well, it's not happening, because it was never intended that it happened, because believe you me, those at the top of the Royal Institute for International Affairs and the Royal Society as well, Council on Foreign Relations, all part of the same group, by the way, are complete eugenicists, and they want to remake and reshape humanity altogether. I actually have some articles on that tonight from the Royal Society. But remember, their first project, the Royal Society, was to create a glass beehive, a perfect society. Back with more after this.
With With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix, and it really is an incredible matrix. A lot of stuff should be self-evident to people. A lot of stuff isn't, because they've been so conditioned, they're set to default when certain topics are mentioned. They're guilt default, even though they've been guilty of nothing, actually. That's how the techniques work in the techniques of neuroscience, working on the mind, and behaviors and so on are all involved in this too. Yet I have no idea of how many non-governmental organizations and institutions dream up how we're going to talk, what we're going to talk about, what we will believe and not believe, including your religions. They've done an awful good job now, because take over the world. Remember, these big boys said they'd have to destroy the family unit and the religions and the cultures in order for one to dominate. Now, I can say it so blithely, really, but you understand this is true. This is how it really works. This is how warfare works as well, long-term warfare in the Fabian style. And that's what you've been subjected to. But as I say, never in history has so much entertainment been thrown out at the same time amongst horror, and so much entertainment from the military as well. The Pentagon's funding so many movies and has been for years, never mind the TV programs you watch too, all to do with anti-terrorism, until you have no rights whatsoever, and you accept it. You accept it all that's been done to you, as you're degraded and you have no self-respect anymore and you're living in fear. But there's been people living in fear for an awful long time, and this article here talks about some of them here, and it says, likening Palestinians to blades of grass. And it says, Israeli hardliners joke about the periodic need to decimate each new generation of Palestinian militants as mowing the grass, a process underway again in new bombardments of Gaza. The ugly metaphor has also penetrated the think tank world of official Washington, as ex-CIA analyst Elizabeth Murray learned. And since early in 2010, one of Washington, D.C.'s most prestigious think tanks was holding a seminar on the Middle East, which included a discussion of Israel's January 2009 assault on Gaza, which killed about 1,300 Palestinians. When the death toll was mentioned, one expert on the panel smiled enigmatically and intoned, "It's unfortunate every once in a while you have to mow the lawn." And he goes on to say that the remark, which likened killing hundreds of men, women, and children, many of them non-combatants, with trimming the grass, was greeted with a light tittering around the room, you know, tee-hee-hee, which was filled with some of Washington's most elite, highly educated, and well-paid Middle East experts. Not a single one objected to the panelists' black humor. It's probably the same think tank that I put up about a few weeks ago, where they talked about, and I put the link up too for the video, where they talk about creating an incident and blaming Iran as starting a war so he can invade Iran and get American troops to go in. I bet it's the same group, actually. So remember, too, in long-term warfare and strategy for total war, that's an accuracy, actually, is killing the next crop of children. And that started off in Britain. Sandhurst in Britain was the first army college to teach total war. And in long-term strategies, you kill off the young ones who will who may grow up to be your opponents down the road. And, of course, Israel believes in total war. And for many reasons, including the particular fundamental religion that's taught there, too. But I've got three articles on that, too. And this other article says the mainstream media coverage of all things Middle Eastern is almost always toxic. Times of war, the toxicity exceeds tolerable levels. I'm not referring to the war in Afghanistan, recently brought under greater attention in quotas of General Petraeus' body and those who access to it, and not just piling corpses of civilians being slaughtered there. It means Gaza, where Israeli death and destruction from air and sea, killing scores of civilians. There's fears of imminent ground invasion. But then they go into the article and mention about, again, cropping the grass, you know, cutting the grass, and just mow the lawn. And then a third one, same thing, and it's from the Christian Science Monitor. Israelis ponder alternatives to mowing the lawn in Gaza, and there's a video on that as well for those who care to look at it. Apparently right now there's a little ceasefire for a little while, but we'll wait and see how that goes. I was reading elsewhere too, Israelis had 1,500 strikes from air and sea in these last few days against people who generally have nothing to throw back except stones. Now, another article too has to do with the degradation I was mentioning earlier about what's happening today. People are degraded, they don't know it themselves. Culturally degraded, they have lost their cultures, most countries. Essential again to bring under into a world government with no nations eventually. It's a complete mixture, but run by people at the top who know exactly what they're doing. And to do so, you must destroy all that was, and especially the family unit and the natural communities that came out of that, and the culture that came out of it as well. So I've mentioned before about Theo Adorno and the Frankfurt School and the various other organizations he belonged to, pushing for all the stuff. He took over the Culture for America. He was given permission by the president of the U.S. that said it was getting too fascist. This is the excuse that they used. It could go like Nazi Germany and turn on some people. So therefore, they came out. They were given carte blanche to alter the culture in America, and they went full steam ahead to destroy it. Now, Hollywood's big secret in mainstream media cesspool, it's called, is a video, and I'll put it up tonight, and it shows you how they're pushing on TV and in movies toddlers with tiaras and so on, trying to make them pose and be sexy, and all this stuff is to push the pedophilic program because of the one of every other thing they went after for the movies. So this is the big thing that's happening now. And you hear some of the actors talking about pedophilia. And I've mentioned these ones before. before a while back, but it's back again. You hear the actors themselves talking about pedophilia as one of Hollywood's biggest secrets. In the same topic too, I had to laugh at these articles that come out, because remember, articles are weaponized, the media is weaponized, otherwise you would get truth on things, and you don't get truth on things at all. That's their job, to keep you living in a fake reality. But this one says, experts, sexologists. What's a sexologist? I mean, does it mean how many times you've had sex? What does it mean? It means rubbish, you see, it's nonsense. Experts propose legalizing child porn to treat pedophiles. It's like getting murderous people to kill and slaughter in prison. It's the same thing. This is what could be described as an attempt to legitimize pedophilia. A proposal is being debated in the Netherlands to legalize child porn. Now, the Netherlands is a kind of champion in this kind of area for many, many things, and I've done articles before on the man who's the Minister of Justice, who's accused of lots of the same stuff himself, but they can't get any charges brought against him because he's the top guy. But here they go trying to legalize child porn. It says, therapists from Amsterdam University, how do you get a degree as a therapist in pedophilia? Unless you are one. Are proposing to legalize virtual child pornography to provide pedophiles an opportunity to relieve their sexual desires and urges. As I say, why not just give, you know, living people to murderers to kill in their cells for that, get rid of their desires to kill people. See how the madness is? Academics who who propose this concept claim that by forcing pedophiles to repress their fantasies, the frustrations and tensions caused by these fantasies would eventually lead pedophiles to commit crimes in the community. This is one of the self-described sexologists who explained that if you make virtual child pornography under strict government control with some kind of labeling or label explaining that no child was abused, you can give pedophiles a way of regulating their sexual urges. Even more disturbing is the fact that the therapists who conceived the proposal believe that adults are not responsible for their thoughts and feelings. You understand where it's all supposed to go? So adults are just not responsible for their thoughts and feelings. You're back to this Campbellism again. There's no right and wrong on anything. You know, moral relativity is to teach everything in schools. The head of Amsterdam University sexology department, was quoted as saying, we're not responsible for our thoughts and our fantasies. We're only responsible for one thing, our actions, they say here. Therapies such as medication, aversive conditioning, and other cognitive therapies are used to treat adults who've been identified as pedophiles. However, rather than treat the condition, and that's a joke because they have no treatments at work, and they admit that, the therapy proposed only attempts to hide the symptoms and not treat the disease. It's like I said, the fact is, there's no treatment. There's no treatment, folks. Apart from that, I read an article last year about Canadian, the top guy for Canada, a psychiatrist, who had to leave his job and get treatment himself because he was working on extreme stuff with pedophiles and sexual molesters, where they watch all this stuff, video after video after video, and so on, and then they try and give them a reaction therapy too, by giving them little shocks when you see certain things or respond in a certain way, but actually it was affecting him as well. So you can't tamper with these basic primeval things. You can't tamper with them at all, or you become just as contaminated as the person who's got it. Anyway, I may even put that link up again tonight to show you. Considering that just over 10 years ago the Dutch government banned all virtual child pornography that consists of computer-generated images, drawings and paintings, how the government will formally respond to this proposal is unclear. The good news is that present support from the Dutch government is non-existent. One former politician, Gerdy Verbeert, was quoted in AP as saying it's really not a good idea. And then they have a breakdown of the registered sex offenders by state in the United States of America as well. The stacks of them, so many of them, it's incredible. As is also represents from the Defense for Children International Charity, have probably opposed the proposal and have committed to exploring other proven treatments. Now, you should ask in the first place why universities across the world, again, going back into the United Nations policy and the rights of the child and all that, and Planned Parenthood pushing for the age limit for sexual contact with children to be abolished. it all ties in together. Back with more after this.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks, I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix and about the future of work. For get your masters, you want a perfect slaves. And things always dressed up so wonderfully that we fall into, and it's always what we call in Scotland a midden. Once you realize what it really is, and it's not what you thought about at all. But here's from the Royal Society, and this ties in with their big PDF, which I'll put up tonight, too. All the links will be up at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. It's called Human Enhancement and the Future of Work. So you're just not good enough to work for your masters the way you are, you understand? And it says the Human Enhancement and the Future of Work project explored potential enhancements arising from advances in science and engineering that are likely to impact on the future of work. Key messages identified by participants at the workshop in March 2012 included enhancement technologies that could change how we work. Work will evolve over the next decade with enhancement technologies potentially making a significant contribution. Widespread use of enhancements might influence an individual's ability to learn or perform tasks, and this is for the working class, and perhaps even to enter a profession. Oh, wow. Influence motivation, so you may be interested in a boring job, enable people to work in more extreme conditions where you shouldn't be working at all, or into old age, reduce work-related illness, or facilitate elder return to work after illness. And it says known unknowns, yeah, well, that's the term too that Rumsfeld used, need to be addressed by studies and by short-term and long-term impacts, both positive and negative enhancements on individuals with detailed consideration of social and ethical impacts. market map to guide commercialization. This is what must be. It's going ahead. When these things are mentioned, it's already all over the place, ready to go into action. Continuous monitoring to inform the reassessment of any policy or regulatory decisions is vital, but will also require these underpinning data, it says. The policy must be informed by open dialogue. Well, that never happens. It don't mean you. It means academia again, and right down to the schools, the small, you know, junior schools. We must engage publics in open dialogue about the prospects of enhancement technologies and how they might be used at work, particularly given that the use at work would affect the entire population. You know, you get the point. It's going to affect the whole population. But those employed and not employed, sources of input would include users of enhancements, older populations, trade unions, as well as those with expertise with novel innovations and technologies. Policymakers and publics must be equipped to recognize circumstances in which, for example, claims around the benefit of new technologies are inflated. So they must get a little bit of truth out there. We're talking about using pharma and lots of other things to make you work to be motivated. And then they go into the cost of technologies and how crucial that will be. It says benefit analysis are clearly key factors in determining who funds provision. Well, the taxpayer will fund it for the big corporations, which in turn will impact on equality and justice. Cost also drives investment decisions and will therefore be important in determining commercialization opportunities. So big money be made out of the guys at the top. And then they go on about the availability of enhancements will be influential. Now, they already have different ones out, even for enhancing the speed of the brain will work. You know that because the Air Force has been using it for years and different ones in the military. They're actually doing studies in Canada on students with some of these drugs, but they're not telling you about the long-term effects because every drug has long-term effects. And when you're kind of enhancing or speeding up the brain, there will be some pretty nasty side effects down the road. They won't tell you for years, mind you, what they are. Then they go into the interdisciplinary approaches will be key to moving forward. That'll be all the different kinds of sciences all working together with academia for cognitive training and so on to make it all work properly the way they want to have it worked. So I'll put this up tonight, as I said, with the links and the one to the Royal Society PDF, which goes into human enhancement and the future of work. It's called Report from a joint workshop hosted by the Academy of Medical Sciences, the British Academy, the Royal Academy of Engineering, and the Royal Society. The future you, the Borg, you see. I mean, that's the perfect one they're after, isn't it? The Borg. The Borgs never complained about what works too long, it's too tedious, and I'm bored stiff. You never heard the Borg saying that, did you? So I'll put this up tonight for those who care to know what the future is. Most folk don't, because they think, I'm okay, my little bubble. It won't change while I'm alive. Or if it changes, it'll be after I'm dead. Let the next generation take the fall. That's how they do things, you know. Now, in Britain, and this is awfully similar to an article I read not so long ago. It's like deja vu. But it says here, an army veteran and his wife die in tragic suicide pact after becoming too poor to live through the winter. In other words, eugenics came into play, and the authorities just wrote them off. And they're not minority groups, so they don't get special. Believe me, if you're a minority, the government agencies would be in like a shot to make sure you had everything you needed because they're so terrified over in Britain about being racist. But if you're just an ordinary person, believe you me, just leave you alone to die. Anyway, it says, they're not kidding about that. That's just how things have turned out. This is every month a couple walk 12 miles to a soup kitchen to get free food. Yeah, 12 miles. The charity said that they slipped through the nets. Mark and Helen Mullins kept food in plastic bags in their garden because they couldn't afford a refrigerator. They probably had no electricity. Driven to despair at having to live off £57.50, 50 pennies a week. Poverty stricken pair were found dead at home last Friday. And I'll be back with more of this in a little while. Hold on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watford, cutting through the matrix. Read an article. It was from last November, actually. I knew I'd seen it before. But the whole point of the thing is, for those in Britain, you have to start looking out for yourselves, and you have to recognize when folk are in awful trouble, because they won't complain, a lot of them. The British folk won't complain. And here's what happens. The social services abandon them, it says in the article. And no one bothered to ask them if they needed any extra help or anything like that. The social services took their child away, by the way. They do that for you and left the parents to just kill themselves. That's pretty standard. Now, if you have no function in society and you're a liability to society, an economic liability, you've written off. Remember, the definition of the United Nations of a good world citizen is both a producer and a consumer. You can't be one or the other. You've got to be both, you see. Once you're simply a consumer, then you're a liability. And this is the world that you're really in today. I'll put this link up again, regardless, as I've done it before. Now, in Britain, too, they're trying to get these secret courts going through. It says, Clark's secret courts belong in a repressive regime. Well, what do you think you've been living under all this time? An undemocratic society. Well, when have you had democracy? It says, warm lawyers. And it says, the Justice and Security Bill would allow civil cases involving national security to be conducted behind closed doors. And the Law Society warned it would badly damage Britain's reputation for open and fair justice. I wonder when they've had that. Leading lawyer says current proposals are unfair and unnecessary and unbalanced. Anyway, Clark admitted yesterday that government plans for secret courts may be defeated as one of the legal bodies said they were more suitable to repressive regimes and undemocratic societies. This is not time to... You understand, we're being trained into authoritarianism. This is a new undemocratic system that the Club of Rome said they would have to come into. This is what the war on terror is all about, training you to disobey authority and to do without rights. Like any war situation, when martial law comes in, authority takes over. This is the whole purpose of the whole thing worldwide. And it's working awfully well, as far as I can see. This is the House of Lords began to debate the Justice and Security Bill, which allows civil cases involving national security to be conducted behind closed doors. The clerk made the last latchedest attempt to rally support for the legislation. They played down the significance of parliamentary defeat, suggesting the government may have to water down its plans still for them to get them into law. So they still want them to get them into law. Anyway, I'll offer this one up tonight too as well. Now there's a caller on the line, Jerry from North Carolina. Are you still there, Jerry?
Yes, sir, I am.
Go ahead.
My question is kind of off topic, but I've called in before about some religious stuff. I was born and raised in a Christian home, and it's taken me a long time to kind of get past, you know, some of the stuff that I've had beaten in my head a lot.
Yep.
And I was thinking, have you ever run across anything? I mean, this is just a theory that I've kind of got, and I don't know if there's anything to it or not. But all the stuff that's in Revelation sounds to me like, I mean, I get the feeling that maybe this has all happened before. That this is just, you know, and it's all kind of coming around again. Have you ever run across anything to support that?
Well, you remember, too, that Revelation was put into the first Bible that people had was the Catholic Vaticanus, the Latin Vaticanus Bible. And they didn't have it initially. They put it in a few hundred years later. They took it out again, and they put it back in again. Because they weren't sure if it was a Gnostic writing. It's written in esoteric language, which is sort of Gnostic writing, you understand. Everything else is Coptic, which is right out in the open. There's no guessing what it means. But in Gnosticism, it's all mystery religion. So what you do know is that the boys run the world, there's no doubt about it, are following a plan. They're following a plan. You'll find in ancient times, too, all the nastiest things that could happen if you had them all at once are really how you destroy civilization as you know it in any era. And therefore, you'd have the wars are simple. Wars and ongoing wars, rumors of wars, for instance. We've always had that. We've never so much as we have had it today now. You even have army magazines saying this is the time of perpetual war. So there's always going to be wars, and they're telling the papers when they're going to have the next wars with whom and all the rest of it is ongoing. So you have that, you have plague and pestilences. I mean, that used to be worse in ancient times too, especially in some bad climates. And that really could wipe out almost everybody. Today we're in an era where and everything in Revelation can be caused by science itself. Even the articles that they've done on weather warfare, for instance, and signed into the Treaty of the United Nations. We're in the age where we're creating different kinds of insects. They have admitted in Canada, they've released them here, in fact, to kill off the aphids on crops. Even though they're released on some of the altered ladybugs, were released by the billions of them in Ontario, into the States as well. And the government denied it first. They released them, then they had to admit they did. Then they had to deny that they bit, because it says, well, the ladybugs don't bite. Oh, but these kind do. We've altered them. And we also breed mosquitoes and all these weird, wonderful things that are bigger than normal. They can carry more of a loading dose of disease for warfare purposes. So plague and pestilence, famine, all that kind of stuff can be caused quite easily. Even the aerial spraying is killing off the trees, for goodness sake, and all the birds. Folk are getting sick with it. And obviously, if they wanted to, and this is why they first went into aerial spraying. It was initially during World War II, they discussed ways of spraying crops in enemy territory to kill off all the crops. Everything that can be done, even earthquakes, can be done now with human technology. So it's not impossible that it can all be done. As far as happening in the past, you'll have But you have to go into the really old books on the Middle East and Persian histories too, and even Hinduism. You'll find very old histories there, probably even older. But they do talk about times when a people tried to conquer the world before. And the remnants you get out of that, say in a Christian version, are about Nimrod trying to become higher than all the gods, build his tower up to heaven, and then the sons of God look down and confound them, confuse them all. They all understood each other, the same tongue, and then so they scattered them all over the world. And then you have other Psalms that were taken out of the Bible, and you'll find that in books about Jewish myths and theology from Oxford University Press. And they talk about similar things that happened in ancient times, where people who tried to take over the world, when they failed, it could tie in with Nimrod's whole thing, but they were hunted down. They were hunted down wherever they were found. They were killed because they brought such catastrophe to the world, and they had to start all over again as a secret society, with visual signs to recognize each other, etc., etc. This is ancient stuff. They used to have this in the Old Testament Psalms, and they were pulled out a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, you're looking at things that have been tried in the past in different scales, obviously. But today, this is the only time where man himself can bring on everything they're talking about in Revelation. Yeah.
Well, you talk about, you know, things that were taken out of the Bible that we don't have today.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you? I mean, I guess without, you know, without having the time to study all that stuff, you know, and still make a living.
Yeah.
How do you discern what's true and what's not? Because I mean, I know there's some stuff in the Bible that, you know, that had to have been put there later, you know, like...
Every time they rewrite stuff for biblical updates and different versions, it's always done for political reasons.
Right.
And, I mean, that's why the King James came out. It was to answer the Geneva Bible that came out before him for the Protestant sects. So he came up with his version, and he put it back in there where the king was chosen by God, you know, and he emphasized that, so you'd obey the government. So, but what you do get is when you look into ancient religions, into mythologies as well, you start to get an idea of that things, a lot of things have happened before. Go into the histories of China, that's fascinating in itself, because even about 1,000 BC, 2000 BC, they'd already practiced forms of communism, socialism, fascism, you name it, massive governments at one point. They'd done it all. So there's nothing new under the sun. And believe you me, these are well-documented histories that are still used today for techniques to use on present populations. If they worked before, like Plato said, they'll work again in any age. If you know the formula and how to introduce a sequence of them, they always work. Machiavelli is another one. And it's an advisor to kings on how to control and con and fool the public at every turn. So you're living through incredible deception when it comes to any kind of government. And the guys at the top are so well into it. Just like, as I mentioned too, that whole thing with the lawsuit that came in against the false accusation against a Tory MP in Britain, and it turns out he's an expert in this very, very thing. He manages to get the whole thing defused, the Tory party off the hook, by using a technique he mentioned about: get a false accusation against someone, get it cleared up, bring in the lawsuits, and then all the rest of the other allegations will just drop by the wayside. I mean, it's classic. These guys are all Machiavellians. But when it comes to the Bible, as I say, the simplicity of the early teaching was just that. It was simplistic, very simple. You didn't need specialists. That's the whole point of Christianity. You didn't need priests to decipher it for you.
Right.
And modern Christianity was taken over a long time ago because there's been a war against Christianity for hundreds and hundreds of years, you understand? People don't know that either. And modern Christianity was taken over eventually and standardized by the World Council of Churches that was set up by the Rockefellers, and to make sure that every seminary for Christians would turn out the same new ideas of Christianity as opposed to what they were before.
Yeah. Where do you go to find what they were before?
You have
Is there
to
a
go.
Place, you know, can you find that now, I guess?
Well, you can. You can get old books if you read your studies and buy old books prior to the World Council of Churches, and you'll find what was taught in the seminaries then. You didn't get this wimpy type of pastor with his hands in the air and people just waiting for the next life. They knew that this life was also important. They didn't put this a substandard value because you're actually living here in the body. And they also demanded action, because the whole message of Jesus at one time was you followed the leader. And the example you got was a guy who was killed for standing up against the bankers.
Right.
And the power structures and the militaries of his day. He was killed for it. He didn't go and say, oh, I'll say nothing and I'll go to heaven afterwards.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Watt. I sure do appreciate the time.
Thanks for calling. But Christianity was a revolutionary movement. People forget that. And no other religion had ever said to the people that you're all important. That was unthinkable at one time. You were either a slave or you were somebody. And to tell people you're all important to your Creator was a revolutionary thought. Now we'll go to Aaron in Nevada, if he's still there.
Hello? Hey, thank you, Mr. Watt. I love your show.
Yeah.
So, for me, the closest relevance to this period in time, as far as from an American perspective, is Catiline in the declining Roman Republic before it went to the Caesars. And I think that's the closest thing to this. We have debt overhanging, and Catiline sought to absolve the debt from the masses, from the plebs. So there's that concept going right now, and I would say human nature is what I count on. I don't believe in any of these different good books or the prophets, etc. And secondly, the latest fear du jour within the alternative media seems to be this secessionist movement for America. And all the particular typical players are there seizing upon this moment to, sell their wares and keep themselves relevant. And then they go ahead and bring up people like from the CFR, who are admittedly from the CFR and the CIA, and wheel them out there and they say, hey, listen to this guy, type of thing. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is the enemy coming on the show. You don't speak to him in that context. You speak to him in the context that he's coming from. Do you know about what I'm talking about there?
Try it. Your phone's breaking up like crazy here. So it's only getting little vowels and consonants, but I'm not getting words. Maybe you can call in again later, Aaron, and see how we can get along there, because it's hard to make out what you're saying. But I think I caught the part that people are bringing on experts from CFR and CIA and all the rest of it, which is all part of the con. That is true, and it's meant to keep you going round in circles forever. You understand, some of the best agents has been out there over the years are excellent agents. That's what a really good agent is. He can get caught and come back on and be a good agent and fool the folk again, because people are conditioned to listen to, especially in America, they're very conditioned to believe anybody who's been any sort of military or paramilitary organization belonging to government is very, very special, because they're so used to the uniform. The uniform is stamped into their psyche, because America was created to help bring in and finish this whole New World Order idea. But I also going to the next article now, too. And this is to do with what the World Bank, believe it or not, the World Bank, at this time of all times, there's a couple of articles. These folk have been living basically behind barbed wire for an awful long time. Palestinian fiscal crisis hurts the state building, says the World Bank. And I've also got a PDF from them. They've got all the money that comes into them and how much it costs to sustain them and all the rest of it works out. And they're saying, the World Bank is saying that they don't have enough cash there and enough stability to had become a recognized state, which what they mean is under the United Nations. This is their latest excuse for it. They're always getting bombed, so they'll never, you can't be a going concern to be a legitimate state to join the United Nations. It's just stagnations or revival Palestinian economic prospects. By an ad hoc liaison committee, it says here, I'll put that up tonight as well for those who care to peruse it. And also, the one to do with the latest news that I've got, maybe it's commenced again, I don't know. Palestinian resistance movements, Hamas and Islamic Jihad, have confirmed they've reached a ceasefire agreement with the Israeli regime to mark the end of the violent attacks on the Gaza Strip. Back with more after this.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix. And there's another call, Chris from Oklahoma, on the line. You're there, Chris.
Hi, Alan.
Yes.
I was wondering what your thoughts were on what is the origin of Christianity.
The origin of it?
Like, where did it originate?
Well, there's no doubt it originated in that area, so-called the Holy Land. There's no doubt about it. And no doubt there was a Jesus, whatever his name was, who cares? The fact is he existed. And he's mentioned as well, with not in a nice way either, in the Talmud, which is some of the earliest writings about it. So there's no doubt this guy lived. Yeah.
So it was so the teachings that surround were actually surrounding an actual historical figure from your perspective.
There's a historical figure. How much was changed later on, we'll never know.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I've read that there's 40-something miles of shelf space down under the Vatican and their secret archives.
They're not secret. They've even had tours of them recently. They even had Hollywood guys going to see some of the parts of them there now.
Oh, is that right? So they're kind of open now to public tours and all that?
Yeah, they had they even had documentaries out 20 years ago showing you some of them, yeah.
What kind of stuff would be down there? Like?
Oh, they had all the correspondence coming from kings, queens, anybody who was anybody, rolls, parchments, some of them still with the seals on them, the wax seals on them and everything, from all over the ancient world right through medieval Europe. A whole archive of history there, really. I mean, it'd be fantastic if they published it all and gave us this other version of history right from the horse's mouth, those involved in history at the time. It'd be quite interesting to see if we could ever get a hold of that. A lot of the stuff is going in microfiche, but they have let some of it out, too. But, that's a well treasury of information for sure, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Nicole. And also, probably a link to Jonathan Cook, who's really supposed to be one of the world's experts on the Middle East for the Council on Foreign Relations. I think he even worked for MI6 for a long time. But he talks about the institutionalized hatred in Israel against other peoples and how some of the rabid rabbis come out and really tell the soldiers to go by the Torah version of how to slaughter all your enemies, including the children and so on. And I'll put this link up tonight. It's from Counterpunch. It was elsewhere. I think it was up on Alastair's site himself. But he actually gives you some of the institutionalized hatred that's unfortunately taught in some of the very fundamentalist schools. And even has an article up a bit here about comparing Gentiles to donkeys. This is taught from the Talmud, folks. Unfortunately, it's institutionalized. And this rabbi recently talked about that and says that's what Gentiles are. Now, how would you get past this? And even ADL had to come out and sanction them for saying this kind of stuff and causing the hatred. But it's institutionalized in the people there. How can you combat this kind of stuff? Even seen that Jews were obliged to kill anyone who posed a danger, immediate or potential, to the Jewish people. If that's taught from childhood onwards, how do you repair this? From Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, this good night to me, your God, or your God.